I just finished reading this book called The Child Thief by Brom, Brom. He also illustrated the book. And it's an unusual book for me to read because it's a fantasy, but it intrigued me because of the premise. The Child Thief is a reinterpretation of the story of Peter Pan. And what this author has done is take the concept of Peter. He doesn't call him Peter Pan. Take the concept of Peter and speculate what he actually would be like in a real world. Now, the story of this character is that he's half human and half a magical creature. Basically, this is a world in which, at one time, magical creatures and humans lived side by side in the world. And then, as humans found religion and found science, these magical creatures found themselves having to isolate themselves more and more and more until now they're on what in Peter Pan was called Never Never Land, and here is called the Island of Avalon, which is this mysterious island shrouded in mist, so it's hidden magically from the world, and it's a dead and dying world, or a dying world really. And Peter, being a half-breed, while all the magical creatures live for a very long time, but they do grow. But Peter, of course, never hits puberty. He's a forever a boy. And like Peter Pan, he crosses over into the real world and he brings children back. In this book, he finds kids that are in horrible situations, that are orphans, that are victims of violence or abuse, and rescues them, very often slaying the adults with. One of the things he's done over 1500 years is become very good with a knife, very good with a spear, very good with a cutlass, and he enjoys killing. And he tells these kids the whole Never Never Land spiel that, hey, come to this wonderful place where there are no adults and you can do what you want. And if they are willing to go, he brings them and they find that it's not quite what he described, it's actually a nightmare. But the character's it's a very interesting character study of this really disturbed, what the author in his afterword calls a charismatic sociopath. These kids follow this boy who is manipulating them to actually fight and die for his cause. These kids didn't come to fight in a war, but they end up fighting in a war against basically humans who have been trapped on the island for hundreds of years and are fighting against these magical creatures. It's a whole involved history that this author's created. It sounds pretty wild, and like I said, normally I wouldn't read, I always have problems with fantasies, and because they're usually not, at least for me, something I can really relate to. But he's really created some very real, feeling characters, and this is a wild, creature. This Peter, and it's about him, and it's about this boy, this 14-year-old boy that he's brought over, and it sounds like it's a book for children. It absolutely is not. It's much too violent and graphic for kids. It's really a very interesting character study. I really had a great time with it. I really would recommend it. I think it's so out of the ordinary that I think you'd find it fascinating, especially if you know the original story of Peter Pan. It's interesting to find a brand new interpretation. I will talk to you next time.